I'm plugged into the wrong place. I did that with my eyes closed. Thank you. Thanks for that. He's a good guy.
Let's just see how it works.
Much better. Crazy.
That's tonight.
Happens to me too, of course. It always caught me by surprise, though. Did yesterday. I was yelling at somebody before I thought, maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe I should check the sky. Sure enough. Did that happen to you? Then? People who tell me that's a bunch of malarkey, and I'm here to tell you it is very real. All right. Maybe the guitar doesn't like the sudden onset of winter.
Shh.
this next song for the late, great Lee Von Helman. He passed away. Yes. Brett and I are big fans of Lee Von's. Mm-hmm. I stalked him as much as I could. Went to as many shows as I could. There was a stretch there before his career sort of picked up again, that he was just sort of hanging around playing little bars. And I hated to see him playing little bars and just not doing what I knew he should be doing, but I loved seeing him, so I had such mixed emotions about him. But he had the cutest, what was that? That was Levon. He had the cutest accent of any person I have ever met. And he used to like to do all of his own. I'm getting there. He used to like to do all his own driving. And he would tell you, if you asked him, you know, hey Lee, how do you get from, so what's your favorite way of getting from, Portland, Maine to Galveston, without using an interstate, he'd tell you, and I loved it. I don't remember a word he said, and I couldn't tell you anything he told me how to do it. I don't remember any of it, but I used to pick the longest route I could think of and just listen to him talk. That was great. I miss those days. I kind of wish I'd kept notes, but I don't care. I don't care how to get to Galveston. I'll use GPS if it sucks, but I'll do it.
You just need Lee Von's voice on your GPS.
Yes!
Right? Then you know right here.
I would so much prefer that to the English girl with her name. Or Siri. No, I think we should. That is a brilliant idea.
Somebody here is going to steal that idea. Just send me a check.
Nice, all right.
And the app,
right. Well, all right, I've only played one song so far, all so right. Maybe I should quit the app. Okay. Thank you. your coat, shiny your voice, and the things you wrote. Hey, hey, hey. Stories about. So when I ask you, come daylight, please be kind and remember that this day I have fun. That was never me. But I recall what they do. That's where they saw what they give a name in their favor. My brim will keep you. Happy better this way. kind of policy. When I ask you come daylight, please be kind of let this never happen. I was never here. When I ask you come daylight, please be kind of let this never happen. Super light this go round. I traveled so light I didn't even bring a guitar. So I brought a child, 9 year old child, so she was like my one bag. So,
don't tell her that.
Yeah, I know. It's all right, I left her with my brother. This is his first parenting experience. I think he's gonna live. I do. I left him in good hands. I did. If you knew my 9 year old, you'd say yes, yes. He's fine. He's just fine. He's gonna be fine. She's gonna take very good care of him. She's gonna be driving. Oh yeah. She's in charge. She's in charge. She's in charge of most things. This is another song from the Black Irish record, which I made with my friend Rodney Crowell, who's incredible. Yes. And when we started out, we weren't sure we were going to go make a record. We just said, okay, listen, we got to stop talking about this, and we got to see if this is a good idea. So how about we go in and we do 4 songs? So we went in, we did 4 songs. We were all very excited at the end of the day about the 4 songs. So the very next day, we got very serious about making the rest of the record. And so he had asked me about a song that I'd sent him a couple years ago. And anyway, to make a long story much shorter than I am capable of otherwise doing, we collaborated on this next one. And this is this next song. It's called Banshee Moan. For those of you who don't know what a banshee is a female spirit entity from Irish folklore, and it's the spirit that comes for the soul of the dying, and it's to true Irish form. This particular female spirit makes a horrible screaming sound, which, as I've gotten older, I've come to realize is the way most men hear most female voices. No matter what you're saying, they hear.
The car rides are great.
I just gotta ask Darby O'Gill, you know, that's where I first heard of a banshee. Yeah. Darby O'Gill and Little People, and the banshee comes round the mountain. But I also do think that, to me, the banshee, when you look at it in a bigger picture, it's the sound of that which has been repressed, and you have to let it go. So I'm sure there's not a woman in this room who can't tell me that she's got a few repressed emotions in there that she would like to let go. So I'm just here to recommend that you start out in little doses, just a little bit now and then, every now, you know, regularly, because if you do it all at once.
Incremental.
Yeah, so that's what I've been working on, is letting it out as it happens. Not holding it in. And waiting till I'm really pissed off to bring up the little thing that happened a week ago. I'm gonna let the little thing happen out. Anyway, see, I told you I could keep this story short. God, I have too much Irish in me.
Thank you.
damned if you don't. Trouble if you will. It's double if you will. So you watch what you say. Watch what you do. You keep thinking someday they're gonna steal everything. 60 cents on a dollar, more than makes you wanna hug. Tag your smile till you know. Tell them make you feel good. You wanna beat them to the punk. Wanna trust every hunk. Record, and it's a J.J. Cale song, and I love J.J. Cale. I've got a portrait somebody painted for me of him, 4 foot by 4 foot, hanging over my desk that I write at. I look up and talk to him all the time.
Amen.
He's great. You ready? better than no ride. I sure don't see that happening. I don't think that's going back to the store. I've never even heard of a guitar store just lending out a guitar. So just try it out, bring it back. Seems like a losing proposition all the way around. You're going to lose money because you're going to buy it.
How much was it? What's the price tag set?
Too much. Well, says too much.
The great thing about the price tag is that it's not really the price.
Yeah, I know.
I keep the price tag on it, you know, just in case.
You take it back?
I'm not taking it back.
No, no, you're not taking it back. I've done that with boots.
We're going to Europe, right?
Yeah, I've done that with boots.
I'll take it to Europe.
I'm going to leave the price tag on. Don't worry, don't worry. I'm not going to wear them outside.
I used to work with a woman who bought her jacket and she kept the tags on it. And she left them on there for about a year, thinking she might take it back.
Was it Walmart?
I saw it in the supermarket.
I mean,
wait,
you can't take many. There's not too many stores that, you know. Wait a minute, I can't even add. What's it? What's 12 times 30? You don't get 360. What is it?
Hey, what's 12 times 30?
360. You don't get 360 days to bring it back.
No.
You get like 60. Dude, you done with that?
I'm done with it.
Yeah. Come on, now.
I suppose so. You just heard me take my little solo on acoustic guitar, and it just wasn't really working. Besides, I look better with this.
I'm gonna start acting like Bruno Mars. You ever listen to Bruno Mars songs?
Yeah.
Whole song. My daughter is 8, 9. She's turned 9 last week. She's, you know, he's kind of... kind of a brag. He brags about himself. And he does. That's always his hat. He's so, you know. That's all he talks about is how pretty he is. It's kind of great. I saw Prince do the same thing. I saw Prince do a, every now and then you gotta brag about yourself. I mean, it's weird. It feels really weird when you first do it. Then it's kind of fun. But I saw Prince do this, like, he was just in something on YouTube somewhere. It was just an acoustic, him and an acoustic guitar. He's talking to the audience. And he had this song called Cream. Anyway, he's singing the song, he stopped and he looks at the audience and says, you know, I wrote that about myself, looking in the mirror. Wow. Dude, that's some kind of self-help right there. Everybody should do that a little bit. Look in the mirror for an hour every day and say, you're kind of cute. Come on. Let's see what we got. See, that's better.
It's already better.
It's already better. Love that very fun. Songs that we been I'm like the earth, yeah, I've wandered in search of my home. Sing a line from your face. 'Cause the battles that you've lost, they are as beautiful to me. I just moved into a new house, and first thing I did, I got this. I ordered this great Jimmy Page poster off of eBay. Blacklight poster. I put it up on my refrigerator in the kitchen. My daughter was like, "What is that? Why isn't he wearing a shirt?" Well, he's playing the guitar, and it made his shirt fall off. She said he's very inappropriate and he needs to put a shirt on. But he's Jimmy Page. The guitar has two necks. Come on. You don't need a shirt. Oh well, she's not really down with that level of rock and roll just yet. I suppose I'm pretty glad about that. Soon enough, she's gonna lock herself in the room and play Led Zeppelin really loud. I can see it now. Nobody gets me but my hamster. Leave me alone. Yeah. She'd have a whole zoo if I let her. I'd have a whole zoo. I got the landlord on this place. he wanted me to give him this really big pet deposit. And I was like, come on, man. I'm not gonna let the dog. His dog's just big, you know. He's a chihuahua. He's not gonna do anything wrong. I promise he'll be really good. So I have a cat and a dog. I didn't tell them about the hamster, and I didn't tell them about the fish. I figured the fish doesn't count. And so, but I went away. I moved in, and like a week later, I went on the road. And I was only going to be gone 4 days. I ended up being gone 7 days. And I thought, this is the first time that I had left Kitty by himself in the house. I was mortified. I was gone 7 days, and the landlord said, hey, I got to get in the house. And I figured, I got to get in the house to fix something. And I was like, no. I'll be home. I just didn't want him to go in there and, you know, experience the masterpiece that the kitty litter box was going to be in. I thought, no, I just told this. I got him to wave the pet, you know, the pet thing. He was really nice about it, and I thought, that's the first thing he's going to see is she left for a week. She left the cat in there for a week, and the cat litter box is a masterpiece.
Have you been there a month yet?
Yeah. I've been there a month, I've been there 5 weeks. Technically lived in the house 5 weeks, but I've only been there about 10 days. It's one of the worst things ever to pay rent on a place you are never there. I hate it. But I technically have to live somewhere. It's all right. This is a brand new song. I haven't recorded it yet. I've been busy writing the next record, which hopefully we'll get writing to produce again. So hopefully we'll do it. I know you're just hearing this record for the first time, but I hope we're going to get a follow-up record. Anyway, this is a song I wrote for the next record. This is called, I don't actually even know what it's called yet. Cajun something.
I'm a sensitive guy.
so Brett Hughes here is a great songwriter and a great singer-songwriter. He and I have known each other a very long time, and he's just made a record. He's finally made a record. We've been waiting for this record a long time. So I'm very happy that it's almost done. So we're gonna do one of his songs right now from his new record, which will be out soon. Soon, next time we're here. Next time we're here, it'll be here. But this next song is called Sweet Little Bird. This is a song that Rodney suggested to me, and his very dear friend Susanna Clark wrote this next song. Susanna was a wonderful singer-songwriter, artist from Texas. She was married to Guy Clark, and she was also very, very dear friends with Townes Van Zandt, for whom she wrote this next song. And the more I sang this song, I got to thinking, you know, I really don't know anything about her. And so I called Rodney one day and asked, you know, I really don't know much about her. She was married to Guy, and she and Townes were very dear friends, and you clearly think very highly of her. So what was it about her that was so, you know, lovely and special? And he said, well, you know, that whole group of songwriters, Townes Van Zandt, Guy Clark, Joe Ely, Rodney, I kind of go on, Terry Allen, a whole bunch of great people. You know, they were all they all loved her, and some of them were in love with her. Might have been awkward, But they loved her. She was just kind of this muse to the whole scene, and I thought, and she's a great songwriter, and they used to also, he said, you know, we used to try and one-up each other, see who could write the best song that she'd like the most. And I thought, now that is a happening job. I mean, it's one thing to be a great singer-songwriter. It's, I mean, songwriting is a divine art. But man, to be a muse to like 10 of the greatest songwriters that are ever gonna live, you know? Now that is my kind of gig. I want that gig. That's even more fun. History doesn't have to remember my name if they wrote all those songs for me. That's what's fun. History will know me, whether they know my name or not. So I thought, wow, now she's definitely one of my favorite people that I never did get to meet. I did get to meet Guy, though. I don't know if he did get to meet Towns, but what a wonderful hotspot of creativity and songs that crowd was. So it's always an honor to sing this next song. This is called Black Haired Boy. Thank you. I drank water first, fire quenched my thirst. Here I am, come the devil. Here I am, come the devil. Here I am, the devil. Well, he caught me in the middle. Break it down, break it down. Break it down, break it down. Let me tell you what I found. If a man is as hard, if a man is as hard. Never make it as hard as a woman could do. But heart's got a mind of his own. Your heart's got a mind of his own. Your heart's got a mind of his own. Baby, truth be. I took a little test on Facebook the other day to find out my musical listening age. I'm a lot older than I look, as it turns out. I think it's primarily because I like to listen to things on vinyl. That's the only trick question I could see on the test, but vinyl's really making a comeback. In fact, it really is. And I have a theory as to why vinyl is making such a... It outsells CDs like 10 to 1. And I think it's because young people, really young people, you know, vinyl lives forever. You'll carry vinyl around. You can't even bring yourself to throw it out. You know, maybe you gave it away, but now you go and look for it. Now you're like, oh man, I didn't really give that away, did I? And you go look for it, you know, and it's out there. And I think we have so much, now we don't even call it music anymore, we call it content. I hate that word. To me, it's just, that's horrible. What a horrible word for a song. It's not content, it's a song. But my point about vinyl is that I think that young people, you know, they have nothing but MP3s. There's nothing tangible to it. And when you write a song and you get emotionally attached to it, you want it to have a life. And you want it to live for a long time. When you put it on vinyl, it's there. It's going to exist forever. And so I think that people actually want to have a tangible musical experience anymore. I only wish that I could have had it where it opened up. You can see all the lyrics. That was very expensive, so I didn't make that. Sorry. But anyway, what vinyl I had. And anyway, here's the song. This is another song from the Black Irish record. This is a Staples Singers tune. I got to interview Mavis Staples last spring at the Grammy Museum in Cleveland, Mississippi, which if you're ever going through Cleveland, Mississippi, I highly suggest going to the Grammy Museum. It's a work of art. It's a magnificent work of art in the Delta. Anyway, I got to hang out all day with Mavis Staples. She's about yay big. And it was just a beautiful, glorious thing. And so we're going to send this out to her and the Staples Singers. And here you go.
Yeah.
Get around, church, and let's go home.
Too late, too late, too late, too late. Well, that cry.
much, everybody. This is Brett Hughes, my traveling companion, guitar player, very excellent driver. I used to fight with him about wanting to drive, and then I thought, why am I fighting with him? He likes to drive. Leave him alone. Let him drive. He's really good at it. I got things to do. Naps to take. You know, a nap is the first step to having a nice personality. I mean, it's really hard to be pleasant when you're tired. Right?
Yes.
All right, well, we got one more song for you. And anyway, this is another song from the Black Irish record. You know, I got to do a lot of, I generally write most of my stuff, but the last couple records, I've really been enjoying the American catalog. And there's just so many great songs out there. And I know as a songwriter, you know, people were kind of like, oh, you didn't write the whole record. And I thought, well, you know, yeah, I didn't write the whole record, but let the best song win. And at the moment, I didn't think I could write a song better than this next song. So I'll let the best song win. A lot of people, I think, insist on writing all their songs because that's how they get paid. That's not necessarily how you keep a good song alive. And if you want someone to sing your song, I think you want to sing somebody else's song. I think that's how songs stay alive, you know? That's how we do it. That's how you pass them down. And that's how they stay relevant. And great songs never, really never die. Then this next song is one of the best songs of all times. And I love it every time I sing it, and I love it every time I hear it. And so I'm going to sing it for you right now. Thank you very much for being a beautiful audience. And we'll come out after the set and say hi. If you'd like anything signed, we'll be delighted to do that too. And anyway, here you go. This is one of my favorite songs of all times. So I hope you like it. Songs I know. I hate when people get really like they want to hear a song that I just there's no way I'm going to remember the bridge and I just can't.
Lonesome Audrey and Me.
I know that one. Let's do that one.
Yeah.
Let's do that one. I love that one. I signed to a record company after like 10 years of doing it myself. Do it yourself just means work really, really hard and make no money. It's okay. I love doing it myself, but it's all you do all day long. But I just signed to this record company, and I'm telling you the story because Lonesome Ordinary Mean, of course, was a Steve Young song. But Waylon Jennings did it. And this record label that I just signed with is in Nashville. They're on Music Row. And it was Waylon's, the building, is nothing's changed since 1972. It was Waylon's building and studio. It was his house, it was his headquarters in Nashville. And so when I first went there, they gave me the tour and they showed me all the places in the ceiling where they hid contraband. I thought, this is great. And there's pictures of Waylon and Willie all over the place, and Kiki Friedman, and the whole gaggle of badly behaved outlaws. was okay. You had, yeah, I'm in. You had me at the bad ceiling tiles. I read Waylon Jennings' autobiography a long time ago, and oh man, I'm only kind of relieved I didn't know him, because I would have probably fallen madly in love with him, and he would have been just, it would have been awful. That would have been great. It would have been awful, but it would have been great. I'm not scared. I'm not scared of a broken heart. Not me. I'm tired of being lonesome. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very, very, very much. See you again.